Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sex in My Bust Advent Calendar. Normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but this December we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your little Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We definitely don't agree on every Christmas tradition. That is what we find out during these episodes.
Very much so.
But we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring to you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, Mr. William Hansen.
Hello. Yes, I'm more pine with some decks, whereas Jordan's more pain in the neck. Get it? Pine with some decks.
Very.
Pain in the neck.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, you try and come up with them daily.
I can't come up with them weekly. No matter. Shall we do my little Christmas cracker?
Let's pull it.
It's time for my Christmas cracker joke of the week.
It is currently 4-0 to me.
Yeah, you've won everyone. What we're calling it, Jordan's little cracker.
Okay.
Do you want to pull my cracker?
We could do with a jingle.
Oh,
I've won again, 5-0. I just don't know my own strength.
I've got a padlock. Well, I mean, what's that going to hold?
Will that key fit your chastity belt?
Here we go, then. Ho, ho, ho. How much did Santa pay to park his sleigh?
I don't know. How much did Santa pay to park his sleigh?
Nothing. It was on the house.
This is so bad.
The hats are good, though. You can tell they're from Marx's. Look how good them hats are. They're proper. Good them, aren't they? The other bit on this joke ticket, because they like to tell you how to play games as well.
Because the people that write these have great fun at parties.
Santagrams. Take a festive word or phrase and make as many other words from it from its letters as you can in 3 minutes. Whoever thinks of the most wins.
Okay. So, cake.
Mince.
What?
Is it word association?
No, it's not word association. Well, we can do word association if you want.
And make it as many other words from its letters.
Okay, so cake.
Costume.
How are you making costume from cake?
It says make words from its letters.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean say you can bring in others.
So I'd have to. Is it got to make?
You've got to use the letters C, A, K, and E.
Yeah.
To make another word. Ace. Cack.
That's every dyslexic's worst nightmare.
It's a bit like that word round on that quiz show that we filmed.
Are we allowed to talk about pointless?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was quite good at that one.
You were very good.
Particularly that round.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that, I'm sure, next year.
Okay.
Okay, well, we've done the Christmas cracker joke. Thank God that's over. Today we're going to talk about buying presents.
Okay.
Because, obviously, it's the 5th of December, so I'd imagine that you, Jordan, Ben, we're all ahead with our presents.
I've not even started. Have you, Ben?
Do you know what you're going to get people?
Well, me and my brothers made a pact a few years ago to just like not buy each other anything, because it's like we just all go out with the money. I know that sounds miserable. My mum doesn't like it. She says she doesn't agree with it. I don't agree with that. You should buy your brother's present. So I'll get my two nephews something.
Right.
My mum and dad and my sister-in-law.
Okay. So this doesn't extend to brothers' wives or partners.
And I'll get my two brothers' girlfriends something as well. And my grandma.
Right.
So mum, dad, nephews, sister-in-laws and grandma.
Co-presenters?
Yeah, I suppose.
You buy Vic something?
Yeah, I'll get Vic something, definitely.
Beverly?
Yeah, probably get Beverly something. I've just realised, am I not good enough on my own to do anything? Do Do I have to be put with someone? Am I that thick and annoying and stupid that I cannot be given my own thing anymore?
Well, I'll always be your first.
Thank you. I'll get you something. Why? Are you going to get me something?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not telling you now.
Have you actually got all your presents?
No, I haven't got all of them. I've got some of them.
Have you got Mikey's?
No, but I know what I'm getting him.
Oh, what are you getting him?
I'm not going to tell you that because he'll hear this.
Oh. What is it? Is it an item of clothing?
Might be.
Makeup.
Makeup? He doesn't wear any makeup.
Rigger boots.
What are rigger boots?
The boots. Right. The big, sturdy, steel toe cap ones, aren't they?
Oh, okay.
I had a pair back in the day.
Of rigger boots?
Yeah, when I used to work on the building site.
Yeah, I just think you
I have lived
building.
A thousand lives, haven't I? I did. My dad took me out to get them.
To get your rigger boots? Mm. Do you now wear them for fetish wear?
No. And then 6 months later, when I went to college to study the arts.
The arts needed media.
He said to me, 120 quid them rigger boots were.
Oh my God, they're expensive.
You've worn them like 5 times. Took me out to get you them.
Probably. Do you keep a list of who gives you presents so you know to get them a present?
No, do you?
It has been known.
Tell us all about the tradition of buying and receiving presents.
Well, obviously, the tradition goes back to, certainly in Christian countries, goes back to Jesus, again, and the three wise men, the shepherds, etc. But I will generally keep a list of what I got people last year, what they got me, and who got me presents, so I know who to then get presents to.
Who do you buy for and who should you buy for?
I buy for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
James,
mm-hmm.
Mikey.
It's expensive, isn't it, Christmas?
My aunt and uncle get a joint gift.
Mm-hmm.
Three of my cousins.
Cousins? You get cousins stuff? Mm-hmm. Is that me being tight?
My other aunt and uncle get a joint present. Who else do I get for? Well, granny and grandparents when they were alive, but obviously they're not alive, so they don't get anything anymore. Then obviously Mikey gets his family. We get gifts to his family.
It's never ending.
Yeah, well. That's what Christmas is about. I would much rather give gifts to people than...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that fussed about receiving.
No.
No. No. That is a very basic joke.
Have you not heard this podcast?
The joy is picking out a well-selected present for them to receive.
Okay. What?
I will also buy for certain friends.
I agree with that, but it can just get ridiculous, especially with how big my family is. Yeah. What's a good gift? Like toiletries, bath salts?
No, I would rather give a tailored gift.
Benson and Edges.
If you had children, are you going to call them Benson and Hedges?
No. Lambert and Butler.
Yes. Well, that's just something tailored. I mean, I think we're going to talk about Christmas lists at some point later on in this advent calendar, but I would much rather get someone something that they want than guess at something, unless I know it's a good guess.
They're not paying me for this, but Boots is always good. You get the 3 for 2. So you can get your grandma something, get your mum something, and get our kids something as well.
Well, why would everyone else be buying presents for your grandma, your mum, and your Kate?
No, I'm just saying, like, 3 for 2 is good that they do in Boots.
And what, do you buy them body wash?
Yeah.
Do you not think that's a bit rude to give people body wash?
No.
Is that not like saying you smell?
No, I think that's quite nice. Yeah.
No.
Where are you with re-gifting?
Oh, well.
I do this with wine and stuff.
You do this with wine?
If someone brings wine round, not that I ever have people round, I'll just take it back round someone else.
Yeah, when was the last time you had people round? I will only re-gift if I absolutely know that the person I'm re-gifting it to won't tell or come into any contact with the person that originally gave it to me. But also, I would say with regifting, if you don't like it and thus you're giving it away, why do you feel that person you're then giving it to is good enough to receive it? So if you didn't like it...
They might like it.
I think you can regift things that are sort of generic, like a tub of chocolates, wine perhaps. If it's something that actually anybody could have got. But if it's... I've had people write to me that have sort of being given back the very specific wine that, you know, they bought for somebody from their holiday in some remote island, and they bought them a bottle of wine to take to the dinner the next week, and then 4 months later it gets given back to them.
That's bad.
You've got to be. You've got to write. Get your little pencil out and write on the wine bottle something so you know who gave it to you.
Okay.
That's my tip. And in pencil so you can rub it out.
I just think, real serious talk now, if some people haven't got, like, it's quite expensive buying for everybody. So if, say, 1 year somebody's, you know, for whatever reason, just can't afford to buy me or anybody else a gift, I would not mind that at all.
Oh, no. And I think if you normally give somebody a present and suddenly, you know, this year or whatever year it is, you feel that you can't, it's not within your means, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And if, just tell them.
It really isn't. Seriously, if you're listening now, because this is why this time of year can be a lot of pressure. Like, genuinely, if you're listening now and you're thinking, I can't, I don't know how I'm going to get all these. It's not. I'd rather you say to me, look, this year, I'm like, yeah.
Mm. Which is fine. I don't expect anyone else to buy me presents.
Yeah.
So I don't expect.
That's
I'm
why
sure they
sometimes
don't expect me to get them something.
People forget Christmas and.
It's about the shared experience, having a nice time, and if you can do nothing else, write them a little note and a card to say how much they mean to you.
Yeah.
And then it's the cost of a stamp and the card.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
That's all you need to do.
That's really thoughtful.
Well, where's mine?
What would you want? What sort of gifts do you like?
Well, I'll tell you what, in an upcoming episode, I shall read you my Christmas list.
Oh, okay.
And you can get some ideas. And you can tell Mikey what you're going to get me, and then he can strike it off the list, because otherwise then I get multiple gardening gifts.
What are you doing for the wedding?
For the wedding?
Gifts.
Well, we've got Christmas first. Oh, no, we're not doing any gifts.
Oh, are you not?
No.
Are you doing, like, money?
Nope. I don't need anything. We don't want anything. I'm not asking people for anything.
You need a toaster. You don't have a toaster.
I don't want a toaster.
Or a microwave.
I don't want a microwave.
I'll get you a microwave for Christmas. You don't want a stag do, but you still get one of those.
Well, currently, it's no gifts.
I know what I'll get you for your wedding present.
What?
Oh, you'll love this. Him and him matching dressing gowns with your names on the back. Oh, it's on a website where you can.
Oh, that's so basic.
Do you want Mr. Hansen or William? That'll be so cute with your little cute dressing gown belts. Dressing gowns. Oh.
No wonder you wanted to give us those.
Oh, I slipped up there.
Wow.
That'll be so cute, using your little matching dressing gowns.
Mm.
Aunt Setti.
On sofa.
Aunt sofa. And your little cute matching dressing gowns.
You are funny. What have we learned?
We've learned that Christmas isn't all about the presents and stuff, but yeah. I don't know, really. What have we learned in this episode?
We've learned that you're still honking on about dressing gown belts.
No, I'm not.
Any journalists listening?
We've learned that William isn't a big receiver when it comes to Christmas. He prefers to give.
Yep, always better. How about you?
Both? Like,
it does surprise me.
It's nice to get both, isn't it? Presents to give and receive presents.
Sometimes it's nice at the same time.
Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can get in touch by email at help@sexwithmyboss.com, or you can send a message on Instagram @sexwithmyboss. I've said this before, and I will say it again. There's scrape in the barrel, and then there's this podcast. And I wouldn't have it any other way. But let's just put it into context. There's two 31-year-old men laughing.
Actually, there's only one.
Right, there's a 32-year-old and 31-year-old man laughing at giving or taking.
With presents.
Can, you know.
It's not high art.
It's not high art. It's not. In 100 years to come, they're not going to be writing about this podcast.
No. This isn't going to be the Hamlet of its generation.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.